With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A medical transport jet has slammed into a northeast Philadelphia neighborhood about 30 seconds after taking off earlier this evening, erupting in a fireball and engulfing several homes in the area. It happened near Cottman Avenue and Roosevelt Boulevard just after 6 this evening, according to the FAA. A Learjet 55 departed from Northeast Philadelphia Airport en route to Springfield Branson National Airport in Missouri when it went down. More from correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
A small Learjet plane crashed in Philadelphia early Friday evening, about 30 seconds after taking off.
Dead by Marina. And all the dead bike units over here to Cottman and the Boulevard and Bustleton. The plane just crashed into the plaza where Macy's at.
The plane's owner, Jet Rescue, provides global air ambulance services. According to FlightAware, the jet was en route to Springfield, Missouri. A doorbell camera shows the plane exploding in a fireball as it hit the ground in a residential neighborhood near a shopping mall and major roadway, setting residential structures ablaze. Officials say there were six people on board the plane. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Investigators have announced that the black box from the Army Black Hawk helicopter that collided with a commercial jetliner has been recovered. They're reviewing the flight data recorder along with two from the plane as they probe the cause of Wednesday's devastating crash. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump following through with an earlier pledge on some tariffs.
The president will be implementing tomorrow a 25% tariffs on Mexico, 25% tariffs on Canada, and a 10% tariff on China for the illegal fentanyl that they have sourced and allowed to distribute into our country, which has killed tens of millions of Americans. These are promises made and promises kept by the president.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt. More online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. What should the church do about pornography? With more, SRN's Michael Harrington.
Poll after poll indicates that large percentages of the American public are using porn and many are becoming addicted. It's hitting children and teens hard, and even clergymen are not immune. So what to do? Some churches are starting programs to help those addicted to pornography, but it is a slow process. The Barna Report says 54% of Christians going to a church say they do not have a specific program there to address porn. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Under President Trump, the Department of Education has declared book bans to be a hoax and has dismissed 11 complaints that have been filed during the Biden administration. Nicole Nelly, president of Parents Defending Education, says for years, parents have said they deserve to know if sexually explicit materials were available to young children, and they were maligned by the media and the Biden administration for it. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. It's the fifth anniversary of Brexit.
People and businesses are still wrestling with the economic, social, and cultural aftershocks of a decision that divided the country. For businesses, Brexit has meant new red tape, costs, and delays to trading with the 27 EU countries. Brexit supporters argue that short-term pain will be offset by Britain's new freedom to strike trade deals around the world, though so far they have had only a minor impact. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has promised to reset relations with the EU after years of acrimony. Karen Shamas, London.
McDonald's said earlier today it's changing a scholarship program for Latino students after it was sued by a group that opposes affirmative action. McDonald's HACER National Scholarship Program awards college scholarships to students with at least one Latino parent. Earlier, the American Alliance for Equal Rights sued McDonald's over the program. More online at srnnews.com.